Hey everyone, this is Michael Sparks. It's Sparks Team Call. It's Monday, June 30th, 2014. And tonight we're going to talk about working together as a team. I've been listening to a lot of Jim Rohn lately because I've been doing some driving for National Guard duty. So instead of listening to the crappy music on the radio, I plug in some training on wheels, as they call it. So I've been listening to Jim Rohn the last couple weeks, and what struck me was he has a little part he does about working together and working as a team. And so what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to do a little short audio program. It's a couple of minutes from Jim Rohn, and then we're going to discuss that. So hold one.
Here's the next skill I learned that paid big money, organizing. Once you got a few, get them to work together, see, and that's magic. Getting people to work together is magic.
That's magic.
Now, yes, it's challenging, like having some, you know, several members of your family. Getting them to work together is challenging, but it's magic. Getting husband and wife to work together is challenging, but it's magic when it happens. But everything magic is challenging. Just got to jot that down. Everything magic is challenging. But once you figure out the challenge and go for it, then the magic occurs. Let me tell you how magical people working together is. Let me quote the Bible again. It says, if two or three agree on a common purpose, nothing is impossible. Just try that on for your mental size. If two or three agree on a common purpose, nothing's impossible. Everybody's looking for a challenge. Here's what I teach, especially the kids. Here's the best challenge in the world. Let's go do it. Not you go do it. Let's go do it. If two or three of us decide on a common purpose to do it, nothing's impossible. Incredible. Working together, organizing. Now, when everybody's an independent, now it's a little more challenging. Like having kids, they've each got their own opinions. They've each got their own ambitions and desires. It's challenging. You've got a variety. But that's what makes life the variety. And it is, in your business, it is challenging, getting people to work together. It's like herding cats. You know, sheep are easy, but you got to try cats, herding cats. But if you can possibly get it done, the power is so immense when you get people to work together. Here's one of the powers of working together, shared testimonials. If I've got somebody new and you're there and I'm there, I give them my testimonial, you give your testimonial. Maybe what tips the scales in getting me a new person is not my testimonial, but my partner's testimonial, somebody I'm working with. Their testimonial got them. Shared testimonials are so powerful. That's why working together is okay, is powerful. Now, working by yourself is okay. All this stuff is okay. Everybody needs to know, though, where are the advantages? And these are some of the advantages. I learned to organize, paid big money. Here's what I next learned to do. Promote. Promotion now pays staggering money. Now, the company comes up with what we call major promotions. Here's what you've got to come up with. The smaller promotions. The company comes up with major recognition. You've got to come up with small recognition for your people around you. The top five. The company's got top five. You've got your own top five in maybe two or three categories. Top five, top five, top five. And those little recognitions. To reach certain levels in the company, you have to take major steps. But for you, recognition, let them take small steps. Here's one of the secrets of your kind of business. Rewarding people for small steps of progress. Rewarding people. Sometimes it's just recognition, handshake, pat on the back. Mary, you're doing a fabulous job. And you figure out what those recognitions are. Small steps of progress. Guess what promotion pays, if you learn it well? Big money. Getting people to do something they wouldn't ordinarily do by themselves. People will do some unique things by themselves, but if you can figure out a way to say, Mary, if you do this and this, she says, well, I'll go for it. Now, she wouldn't have thought of that on her own. Here's what works magic. It's better than money. Money's a bit unimportant. Here's what's important. Ingenuity. The best place to wake up your ingenuity is what you're doing right now. Representing a unique product and getting customers, recruiting distributors, and promoting and all this stuff. Ingenuity. Figuring out a way. If it doesn't work this way, we'll work another way. I used my ingenuity, made a fortune. My ingenuity worked on doing all these campaigns, the spring campaign and the summer campaign and the winter campaign. This week we're going to recruit school teachers. How many of you got? School, this is school teacher week. school teacher month. I'd pick out a little category and say, let's go for it. And it doesn't matter what it is. Just dream up something so that somebody's got a little more objective to go for than just their own. Key phrase, we all need to belong to something bigger than ourselves. Because we furnish inspiration for what's bigger, and the bigger furnishes inspiration for us. I learned promotion and it paid big money.
Well, everyone, I hope everybody got something a little bit of something out of that one. I've listened to this Jim Rohn CD probably 1,000 times, and I always get inspired by the fact that it talks about working together. And it's a powerful thing, and it holds true in just about anything you can do. Think about building a building. You build a building by yourself, it would seriously take a long time. But you bring a lot of people in to help you build a building. The person who is the brick mason, the person who is the framer, the person who does the plumbing, all these things, it's not, you couldn't do this on your own. And it works whatever you're doing. If you're wanting to accomplish something bigger, you can do this by bringing other people on board. And this is part of the AMSL business that he's talking about. And you think about putting a couple people together, and you're thinking of a solution to a problem. You could think all day, and you couldn't come up with a solution. But you get two or three people, and they brainstorm. That's what they call it, brainstorming. And you can really accelerate your business. A few committed dealers working together can really create a win-win situation for everyone involved. So let's talk about doing shows, for instance, trade shows. Maybe the purpose of doing a show is to get a few new customers. But also look at the purpose of doing a show as training a few dealers, getting together for a common purpose, training and teaching and mentoring. Get a couple dealers on your team and say, hey, let's go do this show together. I'll get a few customers, you get a few customers. We sit there, we come up with ideas. I've had dealers on my team that come up with things that I would never come up with. Jim Rohn said it before. Hey, look, I could stay up all night and not come up with some of this stuff. You know, that's why we have people on board. That's why it's a team. That's why it's an effort together. And it doesn't take much to get your business going. A few small things that are practiced over and over, that will accelerate your business in a big way. And think about your own team. How can you help them get going? How can you help them work on getting T1 certified and getting their first couple customers? That's a powerful thing, because now you're not only doing it yourself. When you teach somebody something, you learn by teaching. That's how the mentor does it. And dealers working together is really the purpose of the AMSL dealer network. What's the common purpose? Go out there and share with those you know about a superior advantage of synthetic lubricants. From day one, this has been the sole purpose of the AMSL dealer network, and it still holds true today. If it could sell on the shelf way back in 1972, they wouldn't have had to come up with the AMSL dealer network. That's why we're here, because Mr. Amatuzio said, well, look, people aren't going to pay $5 a quart for oil when it was, you know, 49 cents or whatever it was back in 1972. And these people can go out and explain to their friends and neighbors and people that they know and meet and say, look, why do you want to use the AMSL oil? Because it's superior. It outperforms. It saves money. It makes your car last longer. It gets better gas mileage. All these advantages, they can't be expressed on the shelf when somebody's looking at, well, Pennzoil's $2.99 a quart and Quaker State's $2.50 a quart. Which one do I choose? I'm going to choose the cheapest one. And we don't work that way. We choose on the best because it saves money in the long run. So think about this. You know, the AMSL dealer network just started with a few dealers. And then over time, it grew and grew, and more dealers are taking part of it. And now there's many thousands of dealers today diligently creating a revolution in the lubricants marketplace. It doesn't take millions. It just takes a few, then a few more. and a few more before you know it, there are thousands spreading the word of why our products are the best in the marketplace. And of course it's best to work as a team. Face it, it's more fun to be part of something than go at it alone. I came up with an African proverb that I saw, I think, on Facebook the other day, and it said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, do it together. So the meaning is, if you're in for the long run, working as a team, it's gonna be a lot better than trying to go it alone for a long period of time. You can go fast, you know, pretty quick. You know, you want to go run a marathon, you can do that. But if you want to run a marathon for a month or 6 months or a year, it's going to need help. You're going to have other people help run with you. Maybe they run one day and you run one day, type of thing. So that's what they're talking about. Really quick, I want to call tonight on Dale Childress. He's a rising star in our AMSOIL business, and he has some great ambition that I think is contagious. We talk on a regular basis, and Dale just comes up with all kinds of great ideas and solutions, and he's really been working with his team seriously, doing some T1 training and some other training online as well as offline. And Dale, you on?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dale.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, yeah. Give us some insight on some of the things you've been working on with your team here in the last few days. We've discussed talking about getting them on board and getting them going.
Okay, I want to thank you for having me on. I actually stopped. I canceled some work that I was doing just so I could make sure that I didn't miss the phone call, and I'm glad to participate in it. There was a gentleman that was talking earlier about how, you know, what do you do whenever a shop gives you an objection? And I think the objection was, well, so-and-so has it down the road.
Right.
What I've learned is I just wanted to give him this helpful piece of advice, and you guys may want to jot this down because it does work. It may sound a little corny at first, but I promise if you use it two or three times, it'll start to become natural. And it'll actually generate you some extra sales. Whenever I have someone that gives me an objection, let's just say they say I'm not interested, my immediate response is, that's exactly why we need to talk, no matter what the objection is. And I say it just as nice as I can say it. Well, that's exactly why we need to talk. And it almost puts them into shock because they're never used to anybody saying that. And even if you don't even know what you're going to say next, I promise you, if you say that, it'll trigger something in them and they'll actually listen. So the next time somebody, whether you're cold calling and they say, well, I'm not interested, well, that's exactly why we need to talk. What I found is some of my best customers weren't interested at first until I could actually show them, you know, what our products do. So just flip it around. If they say I'm not interested, well, that's exactly why we need to talk, or that's exactly why I need to pop by. So flip that around and try that and see what happens. Or like in this guy's case, he says the shop down the road has it. Well, that's exactly why I need to show you about it. We don't want him being the only one to get all the sales, do we? You see how that flips it around?
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. That was something I learned a few years back. All right, I wanted to share with you guys what I shared with my team. Friday night we had a team meeting, and I want to stick with my timeline. I've got probably about 10 or 12 minutes, so I'm going to speak quickly. So forgive me. The first thing I wanted to share with you guys is we have to learn how people think, and we have to understand our customer. And they're all humans just like we are. So I did some studying over the past probably 4 years of how the human brain works. And there's a part of your brain that's called the reticular activating system. And that part of your brain, everybody has it. That's the part of your brain that tells you that that person's crazy. There's no way you can do that. Or watch out, it sounds too good to be true. Whenever you hear that little voice in your head, that is kind of nagging at you sometimes, and maybe it creates doubts. All it is that part of your brain trying to keep you in your normal routine. So that part of your brain, its job is to keep you out of harm's way. And the only way that it can naturally keep you out of harm's way is to keep you in your comfort zone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope I didn't lose you there. So what we have to do is the way we overcome settling in our comfort zone is anytime we begin to hear that little voice in our head, that trigger in our brain, we have to actually acknowledge it for what it is. So when we hear that doubt, well, there's no way I can get a sale that large, or there's no way I can get this customer. All it is your brain's natural mechanism for keeping you in your comfort zone. So take it for what it is and turn that voice off. If you actually acknowledge it and say, look, I hear this voice, I understand that it's not something I do every day, but if I'm going to grow my business, if I'm going to grow as a person, I have to turn this voice off just for a minute and actually try and step out there and see what happens. And that's the only way that any of us can grow, is ignore that voice for that moment long enough to do something new so you can get your results. So I wanted to share that with you guys. There's three parts to this, and that was the first part. If you're out of your comfort zone, that's a good thing. Identify it for what it is. It's your brain's safety mechanism to keep you safe. So turn that voice off. Suspend disbelief is the best way that you can jot that down as a note. Suspend disbelief. Okay, hopefully you guys will remember that part. Anyway, the second point I wanted to make tonight is we should all ask ourselves this, and I ask myself this too continually to keep myself in line. Am I interested or am I committed? As leaders in this business, my upline, Mike, some of my leaders on my team, we all have to know as leaders who's interested and who's committed. Because as a leader, guess who the leaders spend their time with? The leaders spend their time with people who are committed to their business. You know, if you have someone out there that's just making it happen and every day they're doing something for their business, then the leaders are more apt to hang out with those guys and help those guys along. But when you have somebody that's treating it like a hobby, then they're probably just interested. Now, being interested is okay. It's not a bad thing. It just means that they don't, you know, they have no drive to be committed. When you're committed, you draw a line in the sand and you say, look, this is it. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to succeed. No matter what it is, we're going to succeed in this business. That's being committed. So what we have to do is we have to resolve on what we're going to do in the business and go ahead and make the decision that we're willing to give up or do whatever it takes, you know, without harming anyone or doing anything illegal. We have to be willing to do whatever it takes to succeed in this business. And once you reach that point, I would say you're committed. But let's go a step further. Our results show also who's committed and who's not. If we never have sales, if we don't have any points on the board, how are we committed? If we don't stay in contact with our upline, if we don't stay plugged into these training calls, which are extremely important, how can we say we're committed? So we have to dig down deep inside and ask ourselves, am I just interested or am I committed? Because it takes commitment to succeed in any business. This is not just an AMSOIL thing. It's any business. The owners are the ones that arrive early and work late, and that's called being committed. So if you're wondering, well, I don't know why I'm not making any money. Okay, well, what we have to do is analyze is it AMSOIL? Is AMSOIL the reason I'm not making any money? Because if that's the case, then how do we explain people that are making money in AMSOIL? So we have to be committed. We cannot just be interested in order to succeed. And then that leads me to my third point, my final point, is the T1 Leads program. I think AMSOIL has done a fantastic job with putting that together for us. It actually really surprised me that they structured a system in such a way that would provide us with free leads and free sales and free customers. I normally get maybe one or two a month. I just got one Friday, actually. I checked my my notes and my email in the dealer zone, and actually had learned that I'd just gotten a new preferred customer. And that was really nice. That's just, you know, it's kind of the icing on the cake, really. I'm not in business just to sit back and wait on the leads to come in, but it's absolutely a good feeling to know that we have a company that actually is looking out for our interest as well. So the T1 Leads program, here's how it works for those of you that may be a little unclear on it. You have to have, first of all, you got to have a check of at least $10. But based on what Mike and I have figured up, it's somewhere around 300 commission credits. And then you've got to have one customer. So what's a customer? A customer is someone who actually signs up like an account, whether it's a retail on the shelf account or a commercial account, who actually makes a purchase. Just like any other business, a person is not a customer until they purchase the products, right? So that's all there is to it. Now, what I do for my team is I help them go ahead and get T1 certified. We have a class every Sunday night, and for a couple of hours, we have two-hour sessions, and by the time the sessions are over, everyone that has participated has completed the T1 certification test. It's just one of the things I do for my guys, but I would encourage any of you guys that are not T1 certified yet, either contact your upline and say, hey, how do I get in on this deal? I promise you, anybody in AMSOIL that's serious about their business will bend over backwards to help you. So, you know, let's take advantage of what AMSOIL already has set up. I don't know how many of you guys have never been in business before prior to AMSOIL, but sometimes business can be difficult. It can be stressful. You can spend your life savings on a business without the guarantee of success. With AMSOIL, they've given us this opportunity for $15, we can go into business for ourselves. And I think people kind of tend to not take it that serious because it's only a $15 investment. However, what we should do is we should take it just as serious as a business that we've invested our life savings in, because we all only have so many days on this earth. And I'm very thankful and grateful that Mike shared this opportunity with me. I never knew Mike from anybody, and we crossed paths one day. I was open-minded enough to meet with him, and I promise you, if you share this opportunity with enough people, you're going to have people thanking you for sharing that opportunity with them. They're going to be appreciative and grateful. And there's not a day that goes by that that I don't thank Mike or that I'm grateful for this opportunity. Because I think, you know, what would I be doing right now? I'd still be in my normal business, my daily grind. What would I be doing right now if I'd never known about AMSOIL? And there's a whole world out there that's never heard of AMSOIL, I promise you. But what's even easier is the ones that have heard about it, and they're looking for a dealer in this area. That's music to my ears. My uniforms that I've created for myself have the AMSOIL patches on them. I wear them every day. And I've constantly had people asking me, hey, how do I get the products? And I give them my business card. But, you know, it's really surprising that there's not that with AMSOIL being such a great company, it's really surprising that there's not more dealers out there you know, representing AMSOIL and offering these products. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you. One last thing, and then I'm going to get off here. Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, Jim Rohn, and Brian Tracy. I'll read you those names again in just a second if you want to grab an ink pen and jot those down. Those four guys have changed my life, and I've never met any of them. But I've learned so much from them that I can apply to my daily business with AMSOIL. One of the things that I have learned is you don't have to be you don't have to know every single thing about every single product that AMSOIL has. One thing that I've learned is customers actually base their decision. It's about 80 to 20 ratio. 80% of the excitement and the energy that you bring to the table determines the end result of the sale. 20% of that interaction is based on the content or the knowledge or the product. So that's pretty powerful. 80% is you. It's us. 80% of whether we get a sale or not is the energy that we bring. 20% of it is what we're actually selling or what we have to offer. So think about that. If we want to make more money, we have to be worth more. And that's a hard pill to swallow for some of us. It was for me. But it's pretty simple. The more money we want to make, the more valuable we have to become. So I'm going to wrap it up with that. Mike, I really appreciate you having me on tonight.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate it. You know, and I've always said that, you know, 50% of our business is you, the individual that's selling the product. The other 50% is AMSOIL. And really, like you say, it's probably 80% they're buying from you. And unless they don't know you from Adam, but most people you sell to that you know or have met, they wouldn't have known otherwise. They wouldn't have been introduced to the product otherwise. They wouldn't have gotten your business card otherwise. They're buying from you. That's part of the plan. And wearing your AMSOIL clothing, being committed, being enthusiastic, being knowledgeable as you can. And if you don't know it all, that's okay. You don't have to know it all. This is an earn while you learn type of business. And if you don't know it, you just tell people, hey, look, I don't know it right now, but I'll be glad to get back to you. What's the best telephone number to get in touch with you? And what's the best time to call? I'll call you and let you know that answer. So. And we'll either figure out the answer or we'll call AMSOIL, Tech Services, or somewhere in the company, and we'll get the answer taken care of. So that's it. Hey, I appreciate everybody getting on the line tonight. You know, I just want to talk a little bit really quickly about it's Independence Day is coming up here in the next couple of days. Today's the 30th of June. We got tomorrow's the 1st of July, so the 4th of July is our Independence Day for the United States. I know Canada has an Independence Day coming up here. I think it's tomorrow or the next day. So happy Independence Day to everyone listening in. Now more than ever, I'm thankful for the bounty provided that we can all become whatever we set our hearts and desires to be. I would never have imagined at my age I would have what I have today because of what all of us are doing together. Yes, there's been struggle, and yes, it hasn't been easy. But the future is bright for all of us, and anyone who has the guts and determination to go at it and decide what they want, and if they want it more than they want something else, they can have it. I'm thankful to be part of such a great company like AMSOIL and to be part of your life. You're listening here tonight. You're taking your time, and I am thankful for that, to listen in. And it might not be tonight. It might be down the road. You're listening to this in archive, and I am thankful for you listening in. And every day it seems a struggle, but I choose to create my own freedom and hope that you do too. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Independence Day. Think about your life. Think about what is going on and how you can make a change for the better. With that, I hope everybody has a good night. Happy selling some AMSOIL, and happy Independence Day. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael. Good night, Dale.
Good night, Michael.
Good Excellent, Michael. This is Carol. Excellent.
Thanks, Carol. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Michael from Kansas. Take care.
Thank you.